Time for our weekly review of state news.
A Wisconsin woman is in federal custody after spreading terrorist information online. A state lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act is becoming a big issue in the race for attorney general. And a Green Bay paper company has announced a big investment in a new mill.
Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. Thanks.
Let's start with this story of a 45-year-old woman from Cudahy arrested for allegedly supporting a terrorist organization, in this case, the Islamic State. What do we know about this case?
Right. Wahiba Issa Dayes has two kids. She's 45 years old. She lives in South Suburban Milwaukee, and she is a recruiter for ISIS, or at least that is what the FBI has said. She's been charged in federal court with using Facebook and other social media to provide, quote, material support or resources to a foreign terrorist organization. They say that she shared information on making explosives, using biological weapons, making suicide vests, and that she had at least expressed an interest in traveling to the Mideast to join up with ISIS forces.
So what happens next in this case, then?
Well, I mean, this is in federal court, and so the wheels turn slowly in federal court, as always. There have been a number of other cases in recent years of similar sorts of charges and across the country, and the great majority of those are not yet resolved. One thing it shows is it's a window into how these terrorist organizations may operate or try to operate recruitments, and a window into law enforcement's efforts to combat them as well.
And is there an accusation that she personally was coordinating with ISIS leadership, or is this, as we hear, people voluntarily using social media to try to spread the word, even if they're not in direct contact?
Right. Well, so it appears to be the latter, and we've said it, but it bears repeating that these are allegations, and we should be cautious about anything when what we have is right now is the government's version. There has not been a trial. What it appears is, one tip off is she's living in suburban Milwaukee. I mean, what it appears is that this was a world that she became involved with in online, and we know that ISIS itself, these organizations are somewhat dispersed, and social media, just participation in social media, is a big part of how the group operates, and there's a playbook for sort of bringing in people who are angry and trying to radicalize and indoctrinate them to the point where they either reach out to others, recruit others, or commit acts of terrorism themselves.
We'll watch that case as it develops. I want to turn to election races here in Wisconsin. We're spending a lot of time talking about the race for governor, but there's also going to be an election for attorney general of the state in the fall. And the state's lawsuit, signing on to a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, is becoming an issue in that race. What's going on? What's the back and forth between candidates on that?
Yeah, so I think maybe some people thought that we would not be having a big fight about the Affordable Care Act in the 2018 midterms, but if you thought that, that was very wrong, Rob.
I'm sorry,
there,
Rob.
There will always be a big political fight over Obamacare. So the latest. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel signed on to this lawsuit against the law against Obamacare that 20 other Republican-controlled states are a part of. Governor Walker obviously supports this as well. There's not a very strong legal argument behind the lawsuit, or at least that is the view of the majority of legal analysts, but there's a very strong political reason to sign on to it if you're a Republican and want to, like, signal to everyone that you really, really hate Obamacare, which Republicans voters really agree with and like to see. In fact, from a political standpoint, the fact that it's a weak legal argument is maybe even more reason to sign on to it because you look tough and you look anti-Obamacare. The problem is the calculus changed this week or recently very dramatically when the Trump administration said, you know what, we agree, and we're not going to defend the law in court. That doesn't ensure a victory for the lawsuit for Schimmel and others, but it does make it more plausible. And so all of a sudden, it is a live issue again in any number of races, that even the most popular parts of that law, coverage for pre-existing conditions or other, remaining on your parents' insurance through age 26, could actually go away if this lawsuit were to succeed.
And it seems like that's going to be the pre-existing condition thing is going to be the thing that's going to be the political argument. That was, as you say, one of the more popular aspects of the Affordable Care Act. There were less popular ones, of course. But that going away, that has some people worried.
Right, absolutely right. This has been the game from the beginning. Is, you know, if you support the law, you focus on the popular aspects, and if you oppose it, you can tear down the unpopular. But it does contain both for sure. So the immediate sort of this week context is the Democratic candidate for Attorney General is Josh Call. He's challenging Schimmel, and he spoke at a Milwaukee rally about sort of Save the Affordable Care Act and pointed out this, you know, what I mean, it is a fair, it's fair enough that Schimmel, if Schimmel's lawsuit succeeds, that these popular provisions of the law would go away.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, looking at some of the top news around Wisconsin this week. Rob, in Green Bay and the Fox Valley area, the paper industry has a big historic presence. There's been downturns. Green Bay, though, seeing a big development. What's going on?
Yeah, Governor Walker was in Green Bay with a bunch of local leaders, and the big announcement was Green Bay Packaging is going to spend $500 million in Brown County to build a new paper mill to replace the 70-year-old paper mill facility that they have there, with a bunch of upgrades and plans to hire up to 200 more people in the next 4 years.
And they're touting that and construction jobs, those together having a pretty significant impact, people are hoping, on jobs in that area.
Right. No, it's a massive project. The construction jobs themselves, which obviously start up much sooner, that's maybe 1,000 workers to work on the project to replace the current mill. And my colleagues at the Green Bay Press Gazette wrote that this would be one of the largest single business projects in Brown County's history. So it's a big deal.
There is some aid coming to the project, right, at the state, county, and city levels.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, right, there are tax incentives, the usual package, I suppose. But I think it was received as a real, it's sort of like no joke. You know what I mean? A project of this size is a significant economic boost to the area.
And is there a timetable for it?
Well, I mean, so it's the construction would start sooner. The ultimate number of 200 jobs added, that's in the next 4 years. It will take at least a couple years, I think, for the construction and to cross over to the new facility. One thing that was kind of cool, this is like just like a little unrelated thing, but it was a tidbit that I found sort of interesting, is they're also proposing to switch from coal power in the current mill to natural gas in the new one, which the company says is going to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 50%.
And Rob, before we let you go, I want to follow up on a story we talked about with you in the past, the Athens High School baseball team. You had told us one of their teammates, Tucker Westfall, died in an accident days before their sectional tournament. They won games to get to the Division IV state tournament. So give us the rest of the story.
Go Blue Jays! On Thursday, the Athens baseball team won its second straight title. It had been an emotional period for the team, and you know, something, Athens is not far away from me, where I am. I know some people who are from there and who had we had followed the story, and so yeah, it was emotional in the postseason. It was quite nice that they to see them take home the trophy.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, thank you.
That's Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joins us each week for our state news roundup.